This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about a very special concert that's going to be coming up, and it's going to be the farewell concert to Siena Heights University. And happy to have on the program to talk a little bit more about it and what's all going to be happening is Wilson, who is also the guy with the W4 Entertainment, as well as one of the chair people of the farewell concert. And Wilson's going to have you with us.
Good to be here. I've appreciated the time kind of planning this event. I'm the director of student engagement as well, so we're kind of wearing a few hats over there, but this has definitely been the highlight of the year, planning the farewell festival.
Absolutely. We also have G. Romero. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. And G is also the student government president, correct?
Correct.
All right. It's good to have you with us. And one more person to welcome in, the co-director of this as well as the dean of students, Sarah Trenko. Did I get that right?
Trenko. Pretty close. Yes. Thank you.
All right. It's good to have you with us, Sarah.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
This is going to be kind of a sad but happy send-off, Wilson, for Siena Heights University, right?
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of emotions around the event, and our students really wanted to go out with a bang. That was one of the first things that kind of said to us as we started off this year. And we've done a lot of work talking with our students, our student government president, and the rest of student government as well, and kind of interpreting what that means. And we came to essentially throwing a community send-off and trying to make it as big as possible and include as many people as possible in our community.
Yeah, yeah. So, G, what type of response were you hearing back from the student body?
Okay, right now we're organizing this with Wilson and Sarah. They're helping a lot, and we're just there for help, literally, yeah. On everything.
Yeah. Did you get any comments about, you know, what type of a celebration they wanted to see?
At the concert, they're really excited. They just want to be there and hype with Florida and jump and be there. And they're really excited about it.
Yeah, yeah. So, Sarah, when it comes to, you know, getting this all put together, too, as being the dean of students, too, what type of reaction were you hearing about what type of a send-off and what type of something to do for as Siena Heights University seeing the end this coming spring?
Yeah, I want to echo what both of them said. Our students really, obviously, has been a range of emotions hearing that Siena Heights is closing, but it was important to them to have multiple moments this year to get together and celebrate with one another and make those memories that are the things that people talk about after they leave any institution, whether through graduation or just because it's closing. So
yeah.
it became apparent. We've done multiple big moments for them this year where we gave them opportunities to create memories together. And so this was one of the things. They wanted a concert. And lucky for us, Siena Heights has been known to have concerts since the 80s.
Yeah.
And so in some major concerts, John Cougar Mellencamp and different ones. And so so for us, it was a paid tribute to our past, honoring what the students currently want, and then providing memories for our alumni, the community, and for our current students to get together and to celebrate, even in the midst of something that's can be sad.
Yeah, so it's sad, but you know, something that, like you said, Sarah, you know, something that's going to be a lot of memories made out of, too.
Yes, it's definitely going to be something people talk about when they think back about their experience, whether as an alumni or a student at Siena Heights.
Yeah, so Wilson, when is this going to be happening? When is the concert going to be happening?
We are under 2 weeks away. It's April 26th, which is a Sunday. And that date was picked for multiple reasons to make sure that the majority of our students could attend, all of our athletes. We were very strategic in picking the date to also make sure it didn't conflict with anything in the community, because we really do want to make it a community celebration and we don't want to leave anyone out. So we picked that Sunday date. It is going to start officially at 7 p.m., but for those who've bought the early entry ticket, you can get in starting at 5:30.
Okay, very well. So, I mean, I think, gee, you mentioned about who was coming, but how was the decision made about to pick who to do the concert then?
How much time do we have?
How many? Well, you know, that's a beer.
Yeah, it was. We put out polls to our students and trying to see what they wanted. We also wanted to fit something, or find something that would both appease our alumni and the community as well. And we were talking, and I ended up making some phone calls, and we were really going through the lists. We met with everyone from our president and president's cabinet to the sisters, and basically it boiled down to we ended up getting a connection to Flo Rida, and he was actually really excited about the opportunity to come celebrate with us.
No kidding. Wow. So, that's great.
So it kind of fell together with input from our student government, with input from the sisters, president, cabinet, and our alumni as well.
Yeah. Sarah, this had to been something really quite exciting when you found out that you were going to have Flo Rida here to be able to come to the last farewell concert.
Yeah, it was awesome. It really was. I know I joked about the process being long, but there was so many names on that list. It's something I've never been a part of before, is planning a concert. And so the whole concept to me was new, and so seeing where that list started at, and hearing input from the students, and then really by Wilson kind of downplayed that, but by just happenstance, then having Flo Rida as an option, and then having it all, the stars aligned, having it work out where the date was available after all of our athletic sporting events and things where we could have an outdoor concert. It was just really ended up being perfect. And so I'm super excited. I know the students are too. And anybody who graduated from my era back in the day, you know, we grew up spring break with some of these songs too. So it's sure. It's a good, across a lot of generations, you know, have known, and there's been a lot of his music and some movies that have come out. So it's just, it's very cool that we can represent just past, present, yeah, throughout. Yeah. And it was a great pick, and it all just worked out. So yeah. I'm super excited.
And world number one for him being available on that day,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
It was a big thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And beyond just Flo Rida himself, we've had a lot of community buy-in, and we've tried to make it as community-focused as possible. Our openers, actually, we have Above Pete's Garage, so APG, and some of their students are going to be doing a showcase there at the start of it all. So we
nice.
Really wanted to be able to give as many opportunities to the community and everyone around us as possible. So that was one of those things. And then doing us a favor, John Torrance, who is quite an amazing musician. If you haven't seen him, you really need to. He has stuff on YouTube, and I think it's johntorrancemusic.com, casual plug. but he's really a great guy, and he's coming to perform as well as one of our openers, and is excited to kind of work with us. And then opening right before that, right before Flo goes on, is going to be Not Fast Enough, which is a Toledo party band. So when we were selecting our artists, we wanted to go with people that had ties to the university. Not Fast Enough does stuff at the Croswell. They also are related to people who've graduated from Siena, so when they heard about it, they were really excited to kind of help us out and come in on that as well.
They were all in, huh?
They were all in, yeah. And we've had a lot of community buy-in, you know, and we're really excited for the artists. We wanted to make sure that there was something for everybody. So maybe you don't like Flo. Okay, I don't know why you wouldn't, but no. No, but in all honesty, we wanted to make sure that, you know, every genre was touched in some way, shape, or form, or as many as possible.
Sure.
To be as widely appealing to everyone, because, again, we want it to be a community celebration, and, you know, you might not want to be there for the headliner, but at least come and support our local artists. And
yeah.
We also have a bunch of local food trucks, too, that will be there.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. You were saying, and if I caught it right, that this is going to be an outdoor concert, correct?
Yes.
So it's going to be at the football field then, I take it?
That is correct. It will be in O'Loughlin Stadium, which is off of Oakwood Drive.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. So, man, this is going to be awesome. An outdoor concert, too. Woo-hoo. Yes.
Yes.
This is exciting. So any other activities going to be happening during the time frame of the farewell concert then, Wilson?
Yeah. So like I said, we'll have our food trucks there, and we have actually 4 alumni-affiliated trucks, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
We have 7 total. So we have Absolutely Nuts, which is a cinnamon roasted nut truck,
right.
And also Sips and Sweets, which is gourmet lemonades, limeades, teas.
Mm-hmm.
That's alumni-affiliated. And then we also have Paquito Chaplin. So the Little Grasshopper will be there as a alumni-affiliated truck. And then we have Timber Spot, which is dirty sodas, Red Bulls, coffees, things like that,
mm-hmm.
Who's also alumni-owned. Then we have Funky Dogs, who will be there, Monahan's Crispy Cluckin' Chicken, and Smokey D's Barbecue as
Ooh.
Well.
Yeah.
And so they were all excited to kind of come in and help us support this event this year, especially with the cancellation of Faster Horses again.
Yeah.
We're really trying to present this as the concert of the year for everyone.
Yeah, definitely. And it certainly is going to be that concert of the year, G. So, I mean, everybody's got to be really super excited about this.
Yeah. All the people is talking about it right now.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. Yeah, and so things will be, you said the concert starts at 7, correct?
Correct.
But they were able to get in as soon as when?
Doors open at 6 p.m. for the general public. Parking lots open at 5 p.m. And then our students, faculty, staff, and anyone who bought the early access ticket can start getting in at 5:30.
Now, can tickets still be purchased yet?
Yes. Tickets are on sale at farewellfestival.com. So that's F-A-R-E, Well Festival.
Yes.
.com.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's. I mean, I'm glad you made that distinction because of the fact that you know there might be other people thinking that
there actually was an FAIR Well Festival.
Yeah.
That happened the last 3 years. That isn't returning this year. So if they type in FAIR, they'll get a. This isn't returning this year, and
yeah.
I promise you, it is happening.
Yeah. Under FARE. Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. That farewell. All right. This is really something exciting, you know. And being a graduate of Siena myself, you know, I have fond memories of the time that I was there, and of all the people that I met, and the studies that I had too, and led me to doing what I'm doing right now. So it's kind of a sad but yet happy event that you mentioned before that this is going to be. But it's a great way to be able to do that send-off, Wilson.
Yeah. It was, you know, Sherry, our president, came to me and Sarah and was working with everyone across the university, and she really wanted to send off the university in a proper way, making sure that we gave students the opportunities to make memories and, you know, invite the community in as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So any final thoughts that you'd like to send out there, Sarah, to the listeners who are listening to this? Make sure if they don't have their tickets, make sure they get their tickets.
I was just going to say that. Definitely get your tickets beforehand. We've had a couple people ask about coming up to the door the day of. You don't want to do that. Get them online. It's super simple. Farewell Festival, F-A-R-E, wellfestival.com. And it is going to be a great turnout, a great show, and pray for good weather, right?
Yes.
No, it's looking good, so we're excited. It's obviously starting to warm up, and so it's a great way to bring in the spring and get some memories made with your friends and community members and alumni if you're joining us
as an
alum.
Yes, yeah. So, I'd be that. Too,
and I know our students are going to have a good time, so I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah. So, G, any final thoughts for us?
Yeah, I'm going to say in Spanish for other people now.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh. Okay. No se olviden de comprar los boletos. Y ya, esto está viniendo. Es el sábado 26 de abril. No se olviden de comprar sus boletos en Siena Heights.
Great, thanks. All right. Now, Wilson, any final thoughts from you?
Yeah, just really buy those tickets ahead of time. It will save you quite the headache. Even if you show up on site that day, it's going to be here's the QR code, buy your ticket online. So there's no difference in that realm. We're trying to keep it as streamlined as possible. There will be security. You know, we're not going to allow bags in. You are able to bring in 2 sealed water bottles. So they do have to be sealed like the store-bought plastic water bottles. bottles that are sealed.
Right.
But they will be letting those in just so that way people don't have to worry about buying drinks, stuff like that.
Excellent.
And, of course, we'll have our food trucks there, so make sure to bring money. We have merch for sale on the website as well, and it will be there day of. Red Paint's helping us out with that, so we're really just excited to bring everything in.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, this is going to be a very fun way to be able to have that farewell send off. So I want to thank all of you for being on the program here and talk a little bit more about it. And, you know, being a alumnus of Siena Heights University, I'm glad we're doing something very special in order to have the, I guess, the send off for the university. So, well,
thank you for representing us so well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. So we had G. Romero, the student government president. Thanks so much for being on the program. Sarah Krenko, did I get that?
You got
All
it.
All right.
Yes.
Dean of Students, as well as Wilson, who is not only W4 Entertainment owner, but also co-chair of the farewell concert. So, Wilson, thanks so much for being on the program.
Of course, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.